Chapter 57. Mama Kay wanted Aegon and his army to take Logan to the rebel camp. If he were to be king, he needed an army. Kylar refused to leave his friend, at least until Logan was conscious. When Kylar fainted, Aegon asked Mama Kay if they should load Logan into the wagon. Mama Kay cursed and railed, but said no. They never asked Vi's opinion. She was content. She wanted to atone for what she'd done, but she didn't want to think. Even as she sat with Kylar and Mama Kay and Aegon, a part of her urged her to kill them. The God King rewarded those who served him well. She could wipe out all the greatest threats to the God King's rule in 1 minute. She didn't obey that thought. She'd been judged innocent. She'd come completely clean. Almost. She'd realized only lately that perhaps the most damaging thing she'd done to Kylar was something that had seemed trivial at the time. A small gesture of contempt. She'd pocketed the note and pair of earrings Kylar had left for Eline. It was only today that she'd learned they were wedding rings. Drissa and Trevor had explained the custom at length. Between taking those and the note, Vi had left Eline with nothing. She hadn't been brave enough to tell Kylar about that, had she? It was just too much truth. She could have accepted Kylar killing her, but she didn't know what to do if Kylar despised her. If he knew her, he would despise her. There was no way love could overcome so much.
Love? What am I thinking? Limit yourself to fighting and fucking, Vi. You're good at those.
The door to a patient room opened, and Kylar came in. Logan stepped in from another. For the first time, Vi saw Kylar smile. It did something strange inside her when he smiled like that, and he wasn't even looking at her. He bowed deeply.
"Your Majesty," Kylar said.
"My friend," Logan said. He was achingly thin, his bones poking at his skin. Despite that, he had an unmistakable aura of rallying health. Dressed richly once more, he was handsome despite his ordeal. He crossed the distance quickly and hugged Kylar.
"I'm sorry," Kylar said. "I came too late that night. I found blood and I thought... I'm sorry."
Logan squeezed Kylar silently, heaving great breaths until the emotions died down. Finally, he stepped back and held onto Kylar's shoulders.
"You've done so well, my friend. I'm the one who's sorry. I'm sorry I ever doubted you. Someday soon, we will have to talk. You did some things down there that..."
Logan looked around, aware of the others.
"That I'm really curious about, and I seem to have some holes in my memory, like how I got this."
He pulled back his sleeve, and Vi and Mama Kay gasped. Sunken into his arm was something like a glowing, silvery green tattoo. He didn't show the whole thing, but to Vi, the lines looked stylized and abstract, not random.
"Your Majesty," Drissa Nile said, "I would be... very cautious about showing that."
"I'm sorry to press you," Mama Kay said, "but we have to make some decisions."
"You mean I have to make some decisions?" Logan said, his tone whimsical.
"Yes, Your Majesty. Pardon me."
Logan addressed Kylar first.
"You have done us greater service than we could demand or hope for. I won't order you, but we deem it most meet for..." He got a faraway look and let the sentence trail off.
"Sire?"
Kylar asked.
Logan snapped back into the present.
"Odd. I've been cursing with the worst of the Holers for months, and now I'm back to deeming and judging what is meet."
He shook his head and smirked ruefully.
"Kylar, it comes down to this.
If you can kill the God King before our armies close for battle, we might avert battle altogether. I ask you to do this, but I won't order it. You've already made enormous sacrifices to save me, and I know that you don't trust this woman. But if she can help, use her help. Her surrender when she could have killed us is proof enough of her good intentions for me. Vi is as much a weapon as you are, and I can let none of the weapons in my small arsenal lie idle.
You think that's the right thing to do?
Kylar asked. Logan gave him a measured look.
Yes.
Then it's done, Kylar said. What are you going to do?
I'm going to ask Terra Grayson for my army.
Then I'm going to take back our country.
It won't be that simple, Mama Kay said.
Logan smiled a wan, distant smile.
It never is.